Peter. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book
would only take a minute, or it wasn't.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented does it. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one.
For more information,
learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to In the Hot Seat with
Joey
and Carrera. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So today is our second episode of season two. We're very on the wave of publicizing our show. as you can tell from our song that we just played, which shout out. Shout out that song maker.
Shout out.
Today, for our second episode, we have the one and only Miles Kendrick.
Hey.
This is his first time in the studio.
First time ever.
Ever. So it's a big moment for him. Big moment for us. It's going to be a good one. I think so.
So excited, guys. This has just really been a lifelong dream of mine.
Of course.
Just so glad we can make it happen.
Yeah. Okay. So, first of all, let's give some background on you. So you are currently the co-managing editor of The Observer, which Joey and I are both, we're both a part of.
Yeah,
so
you
technically
are.
You're our boss a little bit.
That's true.
And you're just the co-managing editor.
That's correct.
Right now. And Veronica's the editor-in-chief.
That's absolutely correct as well.
Do you think that you could be a better editor-in-chief than her?
No, like actually, like genuinely not. Veronica, she is a damn queen. If she's listening, hey B. No, she's actually like so good. Like, I just feel like me and her have a good dynamic, and of course Ashley as well, because I just feel like I am someone who is just very like, just like constantly anxious, like stressed out always. And Veronica's just not like that. Like, I think she is, but like she also just has more faith in society, and I honestly don't.
You don't have any faith.
I don't really usually have faith in society now. So I think together we do a great job, and I'm honestly feeling terrified for when I have to do it without her. Love her so much.
Oh, so you think you're going to have to do it?
Yes, that's the plan.
Who put that plan in action?
I did myself.
You're appointing yourself.
It goes managing editor to editor in chief usually. But of course I'll be abroad next semester, so that's why we have Ashley, who's gonna step in, kind of make things happen while I'm away.
Well, you're taking your leave of absence.
I'm taking my leave of absence, yeah.
So you've been in The Observer for 3 semesters now.
So true.
Has there been any articles that you really not like?
Like, yeah, like definitely.
Can you think of one?
I'm scared to like be like too specific.
Be specific.
There was a poem last semester.
I think I know what you're talking about.
It was literally just like, so it was just like, so like, I don't.
Was it about baseball?
That's really funny you bring that up. It was a problem.
I loved how I designed that article.
Okay, Joey.
Well, I love the design of it. Like, mm-hmm. I never said a bad word about the design. I just think, and I, again, like, I am not someone who knows anything about poetry, nor prose.
But you do run it.
But I do. Well, I wouldn't say I run it.
Well,
I just oversee it, of course. Mm-hmm. It was just like, for me personally, it wasn't really hitting, no pun intended, the way I was supposed to. But besides that, I would say like most of the articles I'm like really, like I am really impressed. But every once in a while,
yeah, you know, a stinker comes along.
But that's what like what makes it like a well-rounded magazine, in my opinion.
Yeah, we have some bad stuff in there. Absolutely. Sometimes
you're absolutely right.
Yeah. So speaking about, you know, your experience with like running things, like having a voice in the pop culture.
Oh, wow.
I know that you used to have an Adele blog.
I did.
Let's speak about that.
I absolutely will. If anyone's still interested, I think it's still up.
Really? Let's look it up.
Okay, look it up.
What's it called?
http://. Okay. AdeleFever.com. Weebly, which is spelled weebly.com. Try it. Check it out.
Wow.
I found it! The first thing that comes up is Hillary Clinton loves Adele.
When was it posted?
Zero comments.
When did you run this account?
Definitely a little bit too old to be running the account. Mm-hmm. I think I was in like sixth
grade. It was 2016.
Yeah, so we were in like sixth or seventh grade.
So if you kept running it while Adele had her infamous Jamaican moment.
Thank you, yeah, for asking that question. That was like such a hard moment for the community.
Was it?
And something that we all kind of had to grapple with.
How did you grapple with it?
I mostly grappled with it by just like choosing to ignore it for the time being.
Oh, so you just ignore things that you find uncomfortable.
Every once in a while, I just think it is important to ignore things. But you know what? Here's the thing. She did address it. Mm-hmm. Not that it makes things better. And she said that she regrets it. It is still up on her Instagram, which is definitely fascinating. And I'm like sure if I was still operating the blog, I would have released
a statement.
Wow. Just something to address it.
Do you think you're like that famous or important? Like your opinion matters that much?
Wow. I honestly, like, yeah, like, I had 5 or 6 of my, like, little female friends following and very actively.
You think your female friends are little? Is that how you describe women?
They were when we were in 7th grade. Hello.
I just, like, it seems a little, like downsizing their value.
Absolutely. I did not, and you know, I would never mean to do that.
Well,
it's actually, it's funny because I was, at, like, 2 of them I actually dated.
Your friends?
Yeah. Female.
Wow.
As well.
What happened there?
You know, it obviously just didn't work out in the long run because of personal preferences.
Yeah.
Right.
But one of them, your type.
They weren't my type. But one of them is now a lesbian. So.
Wow. So you made someone a lesbian.
Yeah. I'm happy to do my part for the community.
Yeah, for the community. And so you also famously love Laura Dern.
I love Laura Dern. My absolute queen. Nothing but good things to say about that woman.
I have a hard-hitting question for you.
Okay.
Rachel Kuhn or Laura Dern?
Rachel Kuhn and Laura Dern.
You, the other one will die.
Which one would you save if both of them were like hanging from a cliff?
Wow. Rachel Kuhn or Laura Dern.
And like it will be your fault.
I understand.
The death will be on your hands.
I understand. I think right now I just know that Rachel Kuhn is not listening to the pod. And there's honestly no saying that Laura Dern is not.
She could be.
She could be.
Easily.
And you know, I would just never be able to sleep at night if I knew that she listened to me kind of like wish death upon her.
Yeah.
So for the sake of the pod, I am going to say I would save Laura Dern.
Wow.
Sorry, Rachel.
But I would absolutely remember Rachel and probably set up some kind of
memorial.
And I'm sure
Laura, and profit off of
definitely be non-profit. And I'm sure Laura would contribute as much as she was able.
Yeah, because you did save her life.
I did save her life, so she is kind of...
Indebted to you.
Yeah, indebted to me.
Do you think that she would care? She is famous, after all.
The thing about Laura is that she has a heart of gold, and everyone says it. So I'm not concerned. Like, I know, even if I didn't save her life, I know she would understand.
Wow.
If you saw her in public, would you go up to her?
Such a good question, because I don't think I've ever actually seen a famous person in my entire life. Uh-huh. So they just like, there's no way of really knowing what I would do. I like to think that I would, though, and I would just say.
Wow.
I DM her, like, every Mother's Day.
Do you think that makes her uncomfortable? Have you seen how Chapel Roan has responded to psychotic fans?
Okay, wow. Well, I would be very classy about it in a way that I feel like Chapel Roan's fans are not.
Okay.
But I also think that Laura has more experience in the public eye than Chapel Roan does.
Oh, so you think that Chapel Roan needs to grow out of her feelings?
I think that she needs to chill just a little bit, Chapel Roan. It's my first hot
for
take
setting
of the evening.
Personal boundaries.
It's just like, I just feel like she's always yelling at me.
Wow.
Just like we're all like on the same team here, babe.
So all you can see is a lesbian woman yelling. You can't see it as her defending herself or protecting her peace. It's just aggression.
Yeah. Hey, I'll be the first to admit I'm not absent of ignorance and prejudice.
Well, you do love to turn a blind eye.
when it's convenient. Historically, I have, yeah.
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 You have your phone on you?
Yeah.
What's your lock screen? Oh.
Wait, first of all, Rachel just texted me so many things.
Oh, my God.
She said, I'm listening. Why aren't you on? OMFG. I'm listening to the pod. Don't kill me. Are you serious? You're killing me.
Sorry, Rachel.
She said, are you serious?
We don't have to apologize.
Okay, no. I'm so sorry, Rachel. Rachel, I didn't know that you were listening, and now that I know that you're listening, of course I'm resenting
But
that.
Behind your back, he would save Laura Dern over you. Wow.
To go back to the other question, it's just a nice little picture.
I feel like you've changed that recently.
Do you think you're artsy?
Do I think I'm artsy? No. I wish, but I'm not.
What was your lock screen before?
I feel like your outfits on your Instagram beg to differ.
I did have a crazy phase. Mm-hmm.
And they're still up.
They're definitely still up. But I would also say that I removed some as well. I have some crazy pictures that I could show you guys of like what I would wear in high school.
I know.
We don't need to see those.
Like, I want to see.
Like in South Carolina, like I don't know what I was doing, but like, are you talking about this one or no?
No, I thought you had a Lana Del Rey.
No.
Did I make that up?
No, I never did.
Wow.
I had Laura Dern for a little bit.
So you don't like Lana Del Rey?
Oh my God, no, I love Lana Del Rey.
But not enough to make her hurt your lock screen.
No, not enough, unfortunately.
Do you support all of her choices?
Definitely not all of her choices.
It seems like you have a track record for supporting women who have questionable decision-making skills.
I definitely see your point. And here's what I'll say about Lana Del Rey. Mm-hmm. I just think that, here's the thing. Here's the thing at the end of the day, guys.
At the end of the day.
I just think that, like, and when we are looking to public personas, like, they don't need to be experts in politics. I mean, I'm a political science major, and I'll be the first to say.
You're on Chapel Roan for expressing hers.
No, because I don't care about what Chapel Roan said about Kamala Harris. It's just, like, whatever. It was cringe, but, like, whatever. Like, that, to me, is fine. What I'm more concerned about with celebrities is, like, if you're going to be famous, like, you kind of just have to allow it to happen. Like, it's just kind of the cost to pay. And like, and if you want to go into hiding, you can do that and like not release music anymore. But it's just kind of like how the world is.
Wow.
But with Lana Del Rey, obviously don't support everything she's done, but she's just a damn queen and no one can deny it. And I know you can't, Joey. I know you can't. You were singing her earlier today.
Was I?
Yeah, like just moments ago.
You did. Just 10 minutes ago, like they played a lot of Lana Del Rey last
night. No, I said they played a lot of Lord.
Oh.
At the end of the day.
No, but they were playing Ride and you were singing The Bridge.
Got you.
I'm not in the hot seat, you are. Anyway, let's move on. Do you have any male celebrities that you looked up to?
Such a great question. Really, no.
Yeah, because it seems like you have an issue with men in general. It seems like all of your friends are women. Do you hate men? What's up with that?
No, I think it's a valid question. Mm-hmm. I definitely don't hate men, but I just don't really feel safe with them.
Uh-huh. We've also had input that you dislike gay men.
Specifically.
Yes.
Yeah, that's definitely an interesting point. And that is something I've said before.
Yeah. Do you want to elaborate on that?
I could definitely.
Do you feel uncomfortable being in a space with me right now?
Definitely, my heart's pounding a little bit. Now I think that gay men are just like they just give me anxiety, unfortunately.
Is it because you have like a thing for them, or is it?
It definitely like, could be that, yeah. Like for sure, or it could just be that like, here's the thing with gay men: it's like they either will love me, the most likely outcome, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
And then eventually, like, make me sad.
Oh, okay.
Or they will not love me and then immediately make me sad. Oh. Or they will hook up with someone who I love, which also makes me sad.
Wow.
So it's just a lot of sadness, and I really just don't have to worry about that as much as straight women or lesbian women, mm-hmm. bisexual women,
yeah,
et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think I really rely on women in that way.
I feel like I am not the right person to ask this next question, so okay. I'm going to pass it over to Carrera.
Sure.
Oh, okay. Let me scroll down.
I'm feeling terrified.
So we got some help in the phrasing of this question.
Mm-hmm. May I ask by whom? Or
ChatGPT.
ChatGPT. Oh, okay. Joey famously loves AI.
Famously.
So here's what they said. All right, we've got to talk about this because it's become kind of legendary. What's your secret? It seems like all of my gay friends can't resist your charm. How does this keep happening? Do you have a type? Or are you just that irresistible?
Is that from your POV?
Yes.
Okay, I understand. I definitely would say that, like, I am like really running through your group.
Yes,
it's you are kind of wild. Actually,
it's kind of like as soon as I get another friend who's a gay man, it's like fuck.
It's like, God.
It's like, whoa.
It's like fudge.
Yeah, kind of
like that, kind of. I just think that's just how the cookie's been crumbling. And I want to deeply apologize for it because it's like, you can't have anything nice.
No.
I
have to keep being like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you just got to keep me away from
like,
them.
Because you did mention that if a gay man that you are friends with goes after someone that you're in love with, you feel sad about. Do you think absolutely. That maybe Carrera feels sad? That
well,
every
she's not in love with her gay friends. So it's just completely
She could love in a different sense.
Yeah,
because
now
there's uncomfortable situations that you're creating.
I do understand that. And I just, again, want to have to apologize.
Is there anyone individually that you want to apologize to on air?
I just think I'd like to apologize to the community.
Yeah.
Well, the community is very broad.
Well,
you can narrow it down.
He doesn't have to.
I'll apologize to the Tufts community specifically.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Tufts gay community. And I would even go farther in saying I'll apologize to Carrera's friend group, the gays and careers friend groups. You know who you are.
Yeah.
My deepest apologies.
Is there anyone you want an apology from?
not of Carrera's friends, no.
Oh, anyone in general?
Like, sure.
Yeah. Why don't you request it?
Hey, apologize if you feel like you should.
Yeah.
But I actually genuinely, like, there was a time where I was, like, definitely, like, really PO'd at some people,
mm-hmm.
but I've really matured and grown. So
what was the situation around that?
Are you referring to a specific incident?
You brought something up.
I invite you to bring something up if you.
Do you want to talk about Spring Fling?
I didn't know that.
Spring Fling. Wow.
Well, you
here's the thing about Spring Fling, and this is actually a good story. Is that so? Spring Fling. I started, of course, like we just like began activities early,
famously,
mm-hmm. famously.
And this was Spring Fling, a freshman year.
A freshman year, yes. Thank you for asking.
For context.
And, of course, we got to DTD.
Who's we?
Just me and my friends.
Oh,
Rachel.
Shout
out to Rachel. Love her to
death. Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
But she's
Ava.
Dead in your eyes.
Yeah, she's
not Ava. Thanks for listening. It's just like all my friends, you know. And I was just not... I was feeling a bit under the weather at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just kind of like all out of it. And I definitely I engaged... Like, and some crazy behavior.
Could I ask what under the weather is?
Like, no.
How you would define that?
Just a bit nauseous.
Okay.
Not actually during DTD, but just right afterwards.
Okay.
And kind of just for the rest
of course.
And I was just like just like because I was feeling under the weather, mm-hmm. I was just vomiting a lot over myself afterwards. Yeah. But this is all after, kind of, I think what you were referring to, which is when I just like made out with someone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we're still great friends. So.
Are you?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say we're great friends, but we are fine friends. And I also helped him come up with this article title.
Yeah.
I was the one that came up with it.
You wanted to call it article.
Yeah.
And then I added the thing, which made
that's
it better.
Fully not true, actually. Okay. I was the one that also mentioned that.
Okay. Well, he just said, I guess he just didn't really consider it to be valid until I said it.
Miles, is that okay for him to do because you are the lead?
Asked me if we could do we can go back and forth for hours.
Yeah. Okay. We're gonna stop this.
Can identify this? Miles is silencing a queer voice right now.
Well, it's a queer voice silencing a queer voice. Yeah. So what,
but at the end of the day,
like who has the power?
He does, because he's in a position of power over me.
I feel like you have a position of power over me in this moment.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm taking my power back.
Okay. And I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Do you have going back to the question before, do you have anybody else that you're currently prospecting out of my friends that...
Out of your friends? At the moment, I'm going to say no. I'm definitely just going to try to take a break from your friend group specifically.
Yeah.
And maybe just men in general. Like, maybe I'll try women next.
Yeah.
That's what they all seem to say. Troy Sivan just went on that.
I did see that, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think is there a woman here that could turn you?
Do you know who I was thinking about that could turn me? Well, I've always said Keiko could turn me, and I've told her that to her damn face.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, she's just really gorgeous. There's a lot of people that I think could turn me, but it would just be a lot of, like, I just think they're very pretty, but, like, when we're getting down, like, deep into things, like, I think that's when I would become a bit hesitant.
But once again, it seems like this web is all strung together, because Keiko, I think, is friends with quite a few people.
Yeah! And me.
Yeah.
And, well, Keiko just has lots of friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I literally have nothing.
Sorry, at the end of the day, that I have a lot of friends, too.
Yeah. Speaking of webs.
Absolutely. Sure.
How do you feel about ATO?
ATO as an organization is, to me, and I'm not afraid to say this,
mm-hmm.
just an absolute hellscape.
Wow.
Like this, and I appreciate Rachel, who we've spoken about lots, is an ATO. Mm-hmm. Love her to death, and she loves ATO, and I love that she loves it. For me personally, it's not feeling like a safe space.
Why isn't it a safe space?
Just because I have lots of like ghosts from my past there, which is totally fine.
Would you say that you were the one that caused those, or is it like a...
I think it goes either way. Like like I've called certain things and then other things.
So you really made a mess.
I really have made a mess. I think that like going into freshman year, I definitely was a bit feral.
Oh.
Yeah.
Going into sophomore year, I think I cooled down a little bit.
Are you?
And
now
that I'm a junior, I'm feeling much more mature.
Like an ice cube, you would say.
Yeah, I'm a bit of an ice
melted.
Cube.
Melted.
And now I'm melted.
Well, if it was melted, then I feel like you would go back to feral, but.
Well, if it's melted, then it's
frozen.
I'm losing the.
Yeah, there's no metaphor here.
Unfortunately.
So, speaking of,
by the way, Joey.
Speaking of frats,
okay.
You could be called an Ivy sweetheart.
I would love to be called that.
I feel like I would.
But not
an
ATO, unfortunately.
Not an ATO.
Unfortunately, not an ATO sweetheart.
Do you have a least favorite Ivy member?
Least favorite Ivy member. I mean, honestly, like. Again, like, I am Ivy's sweetheart, and, like,
yeah.
what kind of sweetheart would I be if I chose someone, if I said I didn't like anyone in Ivy? I mean, there's definitely some people who I'm just, like, I just, like, don't know as well. But everyone who I've talked to in Ivy has just been so sweet and so nice. And what I really appreciate about Ivy is that they are, at the end of the day, allies in a way that,
wow.
in a way that even I can't be. And when the whole DTD thing happened... Ivy was on the side of the gay community.
Do you want to speak on that a little bit more?
I can speak on that a little bit more. I wasn't there for it, but just a little gay boy.
Okay.
Not little.
Keep going.
Say little.
Well, you love to,
yeah, love to diminish.
Diminish people. Was just simply harassed and berated by DTD members, which That's breaks my heart because I also, DTD also has a really kind of like safe space in my heart. Like, I do love DTD.
You feel
so
safe
the opposite
there?
Of ATO.
I genuinely... feel so much safer at DTD than ATO. Wow. Not because of the environment. Like, obviously, ATO is a more supportive environment, but it's just, like, the way I feel.
Personally.
I would say this is quite shocking, since you have established on record that you don't feel comfortable around men.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, I feel fine around straight men.
It's just gay men. It is.
Unfortunately, wow. Yeah. But, again, like, I'm just glad that if I can't be there for my community, that members of the Ivy can be.
Wow. Well... They famously went back to GTD like very quickly after that.
That is a great point. But what really matters is that they didn't go back for just a few days or so.
Yeah, just like a week.
and they mixed with Lax House instead, which is...
Which is maybe not better.
And yeah, can we just worse. Quickly give our thoughts and prayers to
the Lax players.
To the fallen members, absolutely.
Not fallen.
Yeah. Oh,
they're recovering, please.
I absolutely do want to just kind of give them a shout out.
Thank you.
I do think that if I was doing the workout, things might have been different.
Yeah. You think that you're...
In what sense?
I think I could have done it.
Okay.
Or I at least think that I would have known my...
Your limit.
I don't mean to victim blame them.
Yeah, it seems like you're really...
Well, I heard that the people who like gave up part of the way through are the ones who didn't get wrapped up.
Yeah, like that's what you should do. Like
they just kept pushing themselves.
And I feel like they're probably just the victims of like a toxic male environment.
Exactly.
Yeah. Unlike DTD.
Unlike DTD. Unlike. Wow.
Because that's a safe space.
That is a safe space.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we have a famous question that we ask all of our
all
of our guests on this show.
Okay.
And speaking back to what we were talking about before with your dating history, how short is too short for a guy?
That's a good question.
It's a great one.
That's famously, why we're bringing it's a classic.
Famously, I don't discriminate, but...
Well, we all know this.
But we can tell.
I'll take what I can get at this point. Didn't mean to say that.
Continue.
But I do think that like if I'm like... on like something like and I'm seeing people's heights it's not like and I see that they're like 5'7" maybe I'm like oh but like if they're still like it's not at the end of the day it's not a deal breaker for me but like I do think 5'6" is too
short. For the people at home, how tall are you?
For the people at home who can't see me, I'm 6'7". Just kidding. I'm like 5'10", but I'd say I'm 5'11", I think, on apps.
Oh, so you're a liar.
You seem to lie about a lot of things.
I think that I've gotten some, like sometimes I just feel like when I measure myself, I am 5'11". So
yeah, when you're wearing shoes.
When I'm wearing, yeah.
And you've lifts in them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you, like, spike your hair up a little bit.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
So, let's
On
talk-
a lighter note.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
How did you lose... Sorry.
Oh, try that again.
This one got me. How'd you lose your Kindle?
Oh, you guys. This story like really breaks my heart into a million pieces. But this is what I'll say about it. As a young boy, just unsure of where I stood. What I believe.
Joey, I just need to say something. Joey just turned on the AC in here because
it's always supposed to be on, and the people before us turned it off.
Turned it off, and it should be back on because it's a bit toasty in
here. Toasty, and I do have a sweating issue.
Really?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Famously.
Yeah. Famously. Okay, let's go.
It's a condition, so please be more mindful about your language. Continue about your Kindle, though.
Yeah, no, thank you for asking. In terms of my Kindle, here's the deal. I was definitely curious about the male anatomy. from a young age, but I wasn't quite sure. Couldn't quite get at the root cause of things just yet. And I was curious. And I didn't have, of course, a phone of my own. We have a family computer, which was just not working the way I was wanting it to. So I had to resort to my Kindle. The wonderful thing about my Kindle is it was almost more of a tablet. More than anything, it was like had access to the internet, had Wi-Fi, had blue light, all those things.
Oh wow!
In addition to just like reading my books, so just one day, just thinking, I can if I want to look up a picture of literally anything, like I could probably find that on the internet. Like it's probably something I could do. So I'm just thinking, like, what would be a good thing to look up? And then I was just thinking, like, oh, like Justin Bieber, like. He's so hot. Like, obviously. What if I looked up... Can I say what I looked up or no?
You wanna mouth it first? Just maybe, like change the first letter like, of the
okay,
word.
Okay, yeah, I understand. Justin Bieber, and then it rhymes with Schmalls.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know why specifically like that's like what I was needing to look at, but I was just feeling again just so curious, so I was looking that up a lot, just kind of like perusing pictures, could never quite find what I was looking for, weirdly.
Wow, what? Just really that weird. Wasn't online?
I was finding like yoga balls like with his face on it, uh-huh. Which I was like, I'm not quite sure that's coming up. Not really what I was looking for. And then other times, I kind of just went from there. I've told Carrera, but like I saw like a picture of Blake Shelton and Adam Levine kind of getting into things. And of
a
course,
picture?
It was a picture. It was edited. Oh, it was like fake, obviously. But I didn't know that at the time. And I, of course, just thought that
they were dating.
Yeah. And then I just like saw them on The Voice together. And I was always just like, God, that must be so awkward for them. Like, knowing what they've done.
Similar to your on-campus interactions.
Yeah, you could definitely make that comparison.
Yeah.
I choose not to, though.
I would, but you can continue with your tablet.
Could do that. So basically after that, like, I was just like, kind of like, definitely interesting, very cool. Next day I got back. What the hell? They're all, literally all the searches are still there on my Kindle as if I just moments ago had looked them up. And I said, this literally cannot be. We happened to be in Disney World at the time and I didn't know what to do. So I really just ended up kind of just throwing the Kindle off a bridge into the water. It's like my parents, I lost it. I had, at the end of the day, I had no choice, and I would do it again if I had to.
You could have just deleted your search.
No, I didn't know how to at the time, unfortunately. I didn't know that was an option provided.
So you just had to throw it off. Do you think it's still there at Disneyland, like if we went to go find it?
I don't know, but I feel horrible for whatever sea life was living in there.
You got hit by the Kindle. You killed.
Or like, yeah, maybe like electrical waves.
From the Kindle.
I know. I feel horrible.
Maybe they enjoyed the pictures of Justin Bieber.
Yeah, that's a good point. When you put it like that, it really doesn't sound so bad.
No. I think that you did them a service.
Yeah. I mean, I really had no other choice.
If you were in the same position right now, would you do the same thing?
He just said he would.
If I didn't know that I could clear my history.
Yeah.
And like, would my parents be living with me?
Well, they came to visit. It was like,
I understand.
Parents weekend, they came, you have your Kindle like up on your bed.
Sure. I understand your question. I don't think I would, just because I don't even know what body of water I would be able to throw that into. What's the nearest one? Like Mystic?
Mystic, yeah.
I'm not getting all the way over there.
Wow.
I think I would kind of trust that I would be able to hide it better than I was able to trust myself back then.
Mm-hmm.
Good question.
Wow.
I'm glad we got into that.
Okay, we're going to take a quick little break while Miles reads a PSA.
You get to choose.
Fun! I choose?
Yeah.
What I do, just like...
You can just pick one. Some of them are fun, some of them are really dark.
Okay. Numbers to think about. American alcohol consumption.
Yeah.
Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States. While 30% of American adults don't drink at all, that's definitely a lie, and another 30% average less than one drink per week, the top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week.
Oh.
That's more, ladies and gentlemen, than 10 drinks a day.
Wow.
Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO and Medford. Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Do you think that's true?
I'm surprised to hear that.
74 drinks a week.
Like, yeah, like that sounds crazy. And I also kind of don't think that 30% of Americans don't drink at all. I mean, obviously college students don't.
Of course. Yeah. Not until we turn 21.
Until we turn 21.
Before we move on to part two of our show.
Oh, okay.
I just have an image we want to show you real quick.
Okay.
You can decide to comment or you don't have to.
Okay.
But here we go.
Okay. Looking forward to it.
Anyway. Let's move on.
That's a good picture, though, for sure.
Yeah.
It's a great picture. We did a good deep dive.
Yeah. You really did. You went into my tags.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Trust.
Trust.
How do you feel about the phrase, oh, fudge?
Oh, fudge. I think that it's a good phrase. I like it.
What do you think about this picture? For all the listeners at home, this is a picture of Miles when you are what, like 10 years old?
I was this is the same time as my adult blog, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
It's a picture of him, and it's a Charleston stage ad, and says, oh, fudge. And it's a picture of him grimacing while having soap in your mouth.
Yeah.
And he's what, you're so what, funny. 12 at this time?
Yeah, how did
you You're wearing a green... cashmere sweater.
Yeah.
I feel like this is something
a plaid collared shirt underneath.
I would absolutely wear that today.
Some things don't change.
Thanks for asking.
Would you ever recreate that photo?
I in a heartbeat. That was like definitely my peak in terms of my acting career.
Well, we can tell because we also have a picture of you at a dining room table.
Oh my God.
Acting your little heart off.
That was so cute. Well, you guys, I pee myself on that show.
Really?
On stage, yeah.
Oh. Can people tell?
I think so, yeah.
That's an moment.
Yeah, that was a major oh fudge moment. Fun fact about that show was like the first picture you showed me, the oh fudge picture, was when I was playing Ralphie in A Christmas Story. I was in sixth grade. The second picture you showed me was actually when I was playing Randy, the little brother, in The Christmas Story.
Wow, you
like
moved
3
up.
Years earlier. So I kind of moved on
you
up.
You did.
Yeah.
You moved on up. And you famously went to a theater high school.
Famously, yeah.
Do you think that changed something in you? Do you think you'd be a different person if you didn't go there?
Yeah, I definitely think I'd be less just like, I think I'd be like, just like more tolerable in general. Mm. Like, here's the thing. Well, first of all, I wasn't a theater school per se. It was just like a performing arts school. So there was like dance and like vocal, like strings.
What was your bit?
I was a theater major.
Of course.
So I was on like the improv team, et cetera.
And how's
I,
that going for you now?
What'd you say?
How's that going for you now?
It's going awful. So I do think that's one thing about going to theater school is it really kind of pounds the passion out of you in a way. Mm-hmm. Just because it was just like an hour and a half every single day. And I started in sixth grade to 12th grade, so 7 years. And it was just kind of like by the end of that, I was just so over it. But I do think it really gave me some good qualities as well. It made me not afraid to public speak.
True.
It made me...
You seem a little fearful.
Right now.
Oh my God, not at all. And it made me... I just think like a more confident person. Especially because I was really good at theater.
You were.
Like, guys, I was really good at theater.
So why don't you do it here?
Because it's just a bit cringe. And like,
you're too good for it now?
So you look down on the Tufts theater department?
I don't look down on literally anyone.
Really?
How do you feel about the 24-hour musical that's going on
tonight? That actually sounds real fun. Like,
but you didn't sign up.
I did not. I chose not to sign up, unfortunately.
And why was that?
Because...
You think it's cringe?
I just think for me personally, it's a bit cringe.
Oh, so you think you're above it?
I just think that it is. I would not be able to pull it off the way that they seem to.
But you just said you're an amazing actor.
I am an amazing actor.
So what changed there?
You know, I think I just moved on.
Wow.
I just think that I'm... I just think
you outgrew theater.
Yeah, that's the thing. I just outgrew theater. And it's not... I'm not passing judgment on it, of course.
So people who are still in theater need to grow up.
No. And there are some people who I love, because you know I still love musicals.
What's your favorite musical?
Probably Little Shop of Horrors.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was so sad because I was going to be in Little Shop of Horrors. I was going to be Mr. Mushnick, which I was so excited about. It was right when COVID happened.
That killed your dream.
That honestly did kill my dream. And a lot of the theater productions at School of the Arts, which is the art school I went to, was like ended up like being canceled for different reasons and like. There's only so much you can take with that.
They
so
kept crushing your
in
spirit.
The spring, exactly. When they put on Little Shop of Horrors at Tufts.
they did?
Doing that?
Yes. Will you be auditioning?
Well, this year?
Mm-hmm.
I would do Mr. Mushnick, because I've literally always thought that I could do an amazing Mr. Mushnick.
Unfortunately, that was a lie, but
no.
I just really wanted to see
I was like, I was shocked.
I could have been good. I actually would have.
So you would audition?
For Mr. Mushnick.
Can you do a little bit now?
Yes. I could be like... Because he's kind of just like this old like Jewish guy from New York, so mm-hmm. He's kind of just like I'm
nope, keep you can yeah. Also get a little closer to the mic if
oh like I'm Mr. Mushnick and I'm Seymour, kind of like that.
Yeah,
kind of vibe.
If someone could clip that in the archive.
Oh, I would love to hear that in the intro.
Every time we'll put it in the song.
I'm Mr. Mushnick.
You went to this theater high school. And you've told me that you went to school with a lot of tortured artists.
Yes. Ugh.
What's one of the craziest stories?
Ugh. It is actually sad. Like, because there were a lot of people there who just, like, were going through it. Like, I think more so than, like, any, like, it was a public school.
Were you going through it?
Like, no. I was, like, honestly.
You're above it.
You were above it.
I was above it.
Once
like,
again.
Most things. Kind of above it. And I think theater majors were, like, generally, were on the more, like, cool side of things.
Oh, so mm-hmm.
It was
kind of
like
cool
theater
now.
And dance were kind of like the cool majors, and like maybe creative writing. Oh, but creative writing was a big like tortured
because it's like the poets.
They are the
just
poets,
like yeah. The baseball one.
Yeah,
I thought you were gonna say Taylor Swift.
Absolutely.
Oh no,
tortured poet.
That was definitely a tortured poet. But yeah, like there was people like I don't know how like how much in like detail I'm allowed to give, but like there was just like. sad things that happen, like people dying, like sadly.
Oh, wow.
Like, and on purpose, like at school, involving fire.
Fire?
Yeah.
Do you support this?
Oh my God, no. It was actually so sad. But it was just kind of like, I don't know, it's just like the vibes.
Of your school.
So,
the school.
Would you do it?
Me personally, I would not. I wouldn't do it.
If something like pushed you to that point here at Tufts,
what do you think could drive you to that point?
Like, actually nothing. I'm so afraid of death, guys. Like, I'm so scared of it. Like, I would rather
die.
Live forever than die.
I'd rather die.
Not to be crazy, but yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's sad. But I've, of course, like, and my sister went there too, so it's like, it's definitely like a big part of my life, and I love it. Love it so much. I almost said I love it to death, but
no, not that far. Not that far. And let's think back to the question earlier where, like, you're so afraid of death, but you would let your one of your best friends die.
I've since rescinded that, of course.
So you, but unfortunately, words can't be removed.
Well, it's in the archive.
It is in the archive. With your impression.
Opinions can change. Yeah, with my impression.
And so the students were tortured.
Yes.
Some of the teachers seemed to be tortured,
oh,
too.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. How can I forget?
A lot of your teachers at your high school ended up dating their students.
You're absolutely right.
Dating.
About that.
Were you ever sad that you weren't one of these students?
Is this where the hatred for gay people arose?
You weren't chosen.
No, honestly, I was upset. I will give specific shout outs. Mr. If people from my high school heard this, like, they would think this is crazy. They'd be like, Mr. Hill, I thought was so hot. Mr. Clark, kind of hot in a weird way. Like, there's a lot of, like, really hot teachers at our school.
And no one chose you.
Unfortunately, none of them went for me, which hurt even more because they were going for other people.
Really? Those two?
Mr. Hill, for example. Well, he never kind of engaged in any relationship with anyone, but, like, we would, like, someone found, like, a schoolgirl, you know what, on his laptop.
Ooh.
Like, in class, which is, like, weird because he's a obviously teacher. Teaches school.
Similar to your Kindle. Yeah.
Kind of similar.
Do you think
also,
he should have thrown it off a bridge?
If he did, no one would have ever
found out,
frankly.
What happened to him?
He still teaches, unfortunately.
Wow.
Yeah, he taught Spanish and French as well.
Oh, multilingual.
Yeah, he was multilingual. No, but that was, like, not the worst one. Like, there was, like, the guy who, like, ran the theater at our school, we found out was dating this girl, this, like, high schooler, and they were, like, sleeping, like, on a mattress together in the theater, like, and, like, the high...
In the rafters?
In the rafters, if you will.
That's their spot.
Yeah, so, like, that was awful, and, like, he went to jail, obviously. And then, like, another teacher who was married to... He was a math teacher, and he was married to the dance teacher, actually. But he cheated on her with a student.
Wow.
But he was really hot, so that kind of...
It was okay.
It was valid.
That kind of hit the community extra hard.
You're like, oh, why was it... Like, yeah, man. So you're upset that you weren't chosen.
I was upset, but obviously, of course, I acknowledge that she was a victim of.
It seems like you're very upset about this, but did you do anything to stop this?
I didn't know about it
until
afterwards.
Wow.
But if I
maybe
had
that's
known,
a lie. Maybe it's another lie.
Yeah, this is when a lie detector wouldn't be helpful.
True.
It's actually hooked up right now. We've been tracking.
Beep, beep, beep.
That's why I turned the air conditioner on.
Yeah,
that's our lie detector.
So you mentioned this briefly before, but we are going to Amsterdam together in the spring.
Yes.
Wow.
We're very excited.
Are you jealous, Joey?
No, I'm going to be in Ireland.
Ireland. That's fun.
Are you going just to meet tall Dutch men?
Well, also, tall, especially. Because you did just say that.
I did, absolutely.
It's not that big of a factor.
Yeah, it is not. It's not a big factor, but it's not going to hurt. I am feeling very excited about it. I have heard that Amsterdam's the gay capital of the world.
Really?
Are you going to be afraid? Are you going to handle this?
I'm hoping to get over it while I'm there. Like, here's the thing. Like,
what do you think could get you over this?
Maybe if I, like, go to, like, a gay club or something.
Have you ever been to a gay club?
Never.
Wow.
Wow.
That, like, gives me full body chills just thinking about it.
Really?
Yeah. Like, truly. And we almost went. Me and you.
So, yeah.
But we didn't actually ever make it in.
Wow.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, that was scary. I was scared.
He was frightened.
I was frightened.
Do you think it could be, like, exposure therapy? Like,
yeah,
it could save you?
Maybe this is helping him right now.
Yeah, talking with Joey for an hour.
Just being so close to someone of that kind.
Nature.
Yeah.
Is really doing wonders for me. But, yeah, I actually am so excited. Yeah. And I just think it'll be fun, and I'm glad that we'll be together.
Oui, oui.
Me too.
Are you excited?
That's not the language. I'm so excited.
Oh, it's not? I thought
it's Dutch.
It's Dutch. Deutsch?
They don't speak French in Amsterdam.
Because Amsterdam, I'm not. In.
Oh, wow.
We're going to move on from this one. This is why I'm going to Orland.
Orland. They speak English?
Though. I'm not in the hot seat you are. Oh. Let's keep going.
Let's go back to this. So again, I guess we're going back to this concept of you being afraid of gay men.
Okay,
going
back
to it. Can you rank the LGBT acronym?
Yes.
We know what's on the bottom.
I know what's on the bottom. And I name me.
Hey!
Yes, happily. I would say, okay, wait, so what are we doing? LGBTQ or no Q?
Or if you want to count,
are we throwing
Q,
in the IAs
count
in
Q,
there? Or?
It's up to you. You okay. choose what
I'll,
you want to choose.
I'll include Q. I would say number one, T, frankly. Okay.
Wow, ally.
An absolute ally. Number two, close second, B.
Wow.
Over lesbian.
But
wow.
I am thinking about like bisexual women specifically.
Yeah, not bisexual.
Well, but bisexual men too, like, of course, are welcome to join in that ranking.
Okay.
So I'm going to go TB, LGBTQ, TB, L.
Okay, it's taking you a while to get there, but
yeah, I was thinking about it, and then I think Q,
okay,
and then,
just because like that's just so broad,
yeah,
and then G last, but of course, as a member of the G community, like of course, take that with a grain of salt as well, because I love myself and I love my community.
Well, it seems like you want to be up to the B community.
I would if I could, baby. I would if I could.
Oh.
Just kidding.
Ladies, slide in.
Ladies, just try.
Has anyone recently slid into your DMs?
Like no. Not really.
Have you ever slid into somebody's DMs?
Probably in, like, high school. I was, like, I was down bad in high school.
Well,
even though I went to an art school, there
the
was,
teachers
like,
didn't want you.
Yeah, teachers didn't want me, and there, like, really wasn't a lot of gay people, even at my art school.
Wow.
Yeah, which is, like, weird to think about.
But speaking of a gay thing.
Okay.
You mentioned, actually, right before this show began, that you had a monkeypox fear. You want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, for sure. freshman, what's that the scene? Beginning of freshman year, I had been consistently hooking up with this one person who I'm sure both of you know.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen him today. No, on,
oh, yes. Yes,
on
the yes.
We have seen
yes.
him today. Yep. I think he's listening.
Are you kidding?
I don't know.
We were told that he would be tapping in.
Okay. Hello.
If you want to say anything to him, he might be listening.
I'm saying, hey, how are you?
Hey, okay.
Look, let's catch up. Like dead ass.
Let's be a little more mindful about our language that we're using.
Sorry, my apologies. But I started getting this like bit of a rash or something on my chest, and I was just thinking like, oh god, like this is during the monkeypox epidemic, and I'm feeling just absolutely terrified. And I'm like, oh man, I'm gonna have to tell him that like I think I have because I was also feeling not well, like because I just think everyone felt like so sick,
yeah,
like the beginning of freshman year. So I was like, oh my god, this is so embarrassing. I'm gonna have to tell him that I have monkeypox. I call my sister who. I should just never call my sister because she's, like, such an alarmist. She's like, you, like, definitely have it. Like, you need to go to health services right now. So I call health services. It's, like, my first week, and I'm like, what do I do if I have monkey? Like, is there a place I can go to get tested for monkeypox? And she was, like, she just, like, seemed so scared. But she was, like, yeah, come in. I came in.
They thought you were going to start an outbreak on campus.
Because, like, we didn't know at the time. Like, we thought that would be, like, as big as COVID almost.
We did.
Yeah.
And I wasn't vaccinated, of course.
Oh, are you now?
Yes, I think I am. Yeah, I actually am now.
Are you?
I am.
Are you? Oh, perfect.
Good.
But so I went in and he like I like took my shirt off to like show him and he was just like, I just think you have acne on your chest.
He got you.
I was like, okay, got it.
So what made you come to the conclusion of monkeypox and not acne?
Because I just thought,
was it a feeling that you had with this other person?
No, I didn't think anything about the other person. I just thought, like, oh, wow, like, we are in this, like, new environment with, like, so many germs. And, like, that is a gay thing. Like these are, like, and I'm around gay people. Like, maybe I should double check. No, but I was mostly worried about just, like, I didn't think he gave it to me. I was just worried about giving it to him.
Mm.
You were being mindful.
I was just being mindful at the end
being
of the day.
Kind.
The hero. Yeah.
Totally.
The hero
literally
of the story.
A hero.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What would we have done if Miles did spread monkeypox to the community.
Yeah.
If I was patient,
we would have brought that up first
because
thing.
Unfortunately, yeah. The web does the web webs.
The web webs.
And
yeah, as we've discussed.
Is
it would have got a lot of people.
Well.
I think a lot of people would be in danger.
Well. Okay. Circling back to the teachers that didn't want you.
Yeah.
Could you kiss, marry, kill three of your current professors?
Oh, happily.
Yeah. In case one of them did want you here.
Kiss, marry, kill, I would marry... I'd probably kiss Hilary Benda.
Okay.
She's just so
what
beautiful.
Class?
Well, she's Queen of Tuppet.
Oh.
So she, like, I don't even know if she, like, even teaches classes. She just, like, is, like, runs Tuppet. And she just has, like, the most beautiful skin I've ever seen in my life. And she's, like,
she
so
could turn
pretty.
You.
She could turn me, for sure. But she's, like, 60. Okay, so that was my kiss.
Mm-hmm.
So for Mary, I'm trying to think about, like, male professors I have. Low-key, my professor for Evolution in Our World, Professor Eric Doppelman,
mm-hmm.
he is not, like, traditionally, like, super attractive, but, like, there's just something about him. Like, he is just, like, really endearing to me. Yeah, that's him. He kind of looks like a caveman.
I kind of see it. I see
you have
it,
a thing.
Yeah, so like I just think that, and I just think that he would really treat me well, and he rides his bike often, which I appreciate.
Wow.
And then Kill. Who's like a really bad professor I've had at Tufts? Oh, this Julie LaBagnera, something like that. She's a sociology professor, and she's just, like, she's, like, a lesbian icon. Like,
if you would kill her.
Well, if I was a lesbian, I would definitely, like, be in love with her. But, like, I just thought she was such a bad teacher. Like, I was just, like, so pissed off by her. Like,
wow. So you want lesbians to die?
Specifically that lesbian.
You did rank them quite low.
Yeah.
Did, yeah. No, but, I mean, you know how I feel about the community.
Yeah. It's not his safe space. His safe space is actually a bunch of...
Lesbians are my safe space.
True. Well, they don't feel safe around you.
Yeah. I guess not, really.
Wow.
Yeah.
So why do you think you're single?
Why do you think you're single, Joey?
Because I'm choosing that lifestyle.
And I'm choosing this lifestyle as well, yes. No, just kidding.
Yeah, keep going.
I think I'm single just because... I don't know. I just think I'm just have bad luck.
Wow.
So
luck?
Really?
Just avoiding all responsibility.
I find myself in certain situations.
No, I do think it's like either... Like, I'm just like kind of 10 to 1 extreme. Like, I'll either be like really obsessed with someone... to the point where, like, it stresses me out so much that, like, it just ends up not being, like, a good environment.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Or I just kind of, like, just, I just, or I just can't, like, get into it for no real reason, but it's just, like, I feel like maybe sometimes I'll just find a reason. Mm-hmm. Especially if I feel like they like me, then I'm definitely finding
you
a
need
reason.
To chase.
Yeah, I love the chase. I love the chase of it all. But hopefully senior year will be my year.
Did you recently have anything like that?
Like, yeah. I mean, I'm always...
What happened with that one?
It ended sadly.
Oh.
And I just want to give a shout out to him. Hey.
Any apologies or anything like that?
Definitely. Just a shout out. Definitely. I mean, I actually do feel bad about that one.
Okay.
And, like, just remorse wishing him nothing but the best. And all future endeavors, another one of Carrera's friends.
Yep. Yep.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately. It's a... There's a pattern.
Yeah, there's a pattern.
It's maybe I just have really cute friends, you
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, you do.
We can move on to my friend now. famously, at the end of freshman year, you went on a date with my friend Tygan.
Yeah, famously. Yeah.
How would you rank that date?
It was good. Like, it was it was fun. Like, I'm glad I did it. I just think that, like, we just kind of are different people in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just was feeling like I was just, like, a little bit more talkative than he was.
I think that would ring true.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Which was just, like, hard for me. Like, just because I was just trying to, like... But we went to... I was reflecting because Joey did send me a threatening screenshot last night.
You sent me the screenshot, too.
Mm-hmm.
Which was making me kind of reflect on that whole thing. And I was thinking about how he, like, wanted to go to get boba. And I was, like, so scared because I just, like, didn't really... I just, like, was not, like, a... boba connoisseur, and I was like feeling like maybe he was, so like for like an hour before I went, like me and Ava Moses, shout out to Ava Moses if you're listening, we were just like in SEC, we were like looking at the menu trying to find something
I could order. What's like a smart boba
I was,
order
like, that's like a good thing to order because like I wanted to look like really like obviously like healthy and like but also like I was feeling scared of the tapioca balls and like I just didn't really know what to do.
What'd you end up getting?
It was like a Tropicale adjacent like smoothie thing.
Oh, you got a smoothie at the boba shop?
I know, which is honestly humiliating.
That's probably why you didn't go on a second date.
That's probably why, yeah.
Well, on June 3rd, you out of the blue texted Tygan, Loki thought this person was you. And it's a picture of a man, not with a bleached buzz cut. Just
no, he did not have a bleached buzz cut then. He had he had black buzzed hair.
Okay.
Or at least the last time I saw him.
So, someone, random person, just had a buzz cut.
Yeah, was this in the same color hair as him?
This was enough for you to...
I had to reach out, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Was this a reach out to, like, try to bring something back to the connection?
Like, I was probably... Definitely. Like, I was I was probably kind of in the trenches at the moment. I don't really remember what was happening in my personal life.
Well, you were in South Carolina.
I was in South Carolina. Yeah. So, like, obviously, like, I didn't actually think that was him. It was just kind of a funny lookalike.
And was, like, probs not.
Yeah, props not. Because, like, props not. South Carolina.
It's probably not him.
But there was a possibility.
Because you had a text to make sure.
I had a text just to double check. Mm-hmm. It was mostly just, like, a, wow, like, look at your doppelganger, like,
that's was it really similar?
Unfortunately, it really was not similar at all. And he said, you thought he looked like me?
And I said, yeah. What did I say? That's when the screenshot
you
cuts
said,
off.
Well, yeah, it actually does cut off. Yeah, but you said yes.
Yeah, I know. And I say by that. And I think just as someone who goes to Tufts and like a lot of people look like me, like I always will appreciate a doppelganger.
Who looks like you?
I feel like a lot of people do. A lot of people just have, like, the brown hair, like,
the
like
wave.
Middle part.
Like, do you just have, like, if someone has the same haircut as you, you, like...
Like, you yeah, that's as, like, a big defining feature.
I would say I've never met anybody that looks exactly like you, but they're, like, doppelgangers.
I would say I only had one twin at one moment when we both had the same weird bleached hair moment.
I remember that bleached hair. So interesting. Yeah.
I
remember seeing you, Joey, on... the Tufts 2026 page.
Wow.
And I put you, and at that point I didn't.
Oh, hold on. Sorry. We're getting some breaking information.
Perfect.
Tigan sent the rest of the conversation.
Hello, Tigan.
You responded after yes. My mind told me one thing, but my heart told me another.
Yeah.
And then Tigan responded, racially motivated.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Was it?
And then you emphasized it and didn't respond after that.
What? I didn't respond.
And then he said, no shame.
Did I respond after that?
No.
Whoa. You kept him wanting more.
That's actually not true. There was more.
Okay.
You said, think it's the buzz cut.
Yeah. I stand by that.
And the giant sweatshirt with the polo
underneath that.
Feel like that's something you'd wear with the crying, laughing cat emoji.
No, I genuinely, the more that I'm reflecting, the less embarrassed I am by that. Like, I stand by it.
Yeah.
Like, that looks so much like him to me.
And your boba order.
And the boba order is actually kind of embarrassing.
That's okay.
But I'm glad that you brought that up. That really added to the lore.
It did.
Yeah. No, I'm glad.
Anyway, continue.
Yeah,
what
would you remember about Joey?
I just remember seeing him, and I thought... That was at the time where I thought that you could still choose roommates. And I had a little thing, roommate material, and I was just, like, adding all the little gay boys I saw.
You could have been roommates!
I know. But turns out it's actually not how that works.
No.
Famously, I did not have a roommate.
Famously, Joey had a single.
I had a single.
Who was your freshman year roommate?
Shout out to Utsav.
Do you keep in touch?
We do not keep in touch.
Wow.
He was a king, though. Like, honestly, like, loved him. I think he definitely thought I was, like... Because he, like, didn't, like, ever, like, really, like, go out that much. And, like, I don't know. Like, I just think that he, like, probably thought I was, like...
A fiend.
Yeah, a fiend. But I thought we got along well. I genuinely have not seen him since, though. I don't really know what he's up to. Wow. He plays tennis, so...
That's
great. Keep an eye
out.
That's
nice. Challengers?
Yeah, big time.
Wow. And I think last thing. This is actually something that me and Carrera... We're debating over.
Okay.
Famously, you have no gay friends.
Why is that?
And we were debating
famously,
over this.
But we found on your Instagram, what's his name? Jeremy?
J. Bram.
Are you guys friends? Because there are several photos freshman year of you guys together.
We definitely used to be closer than we are now.
Oh.
I just think that, like...
Did you gain enough fear to stay away from him?
It's like, whoa, I'm getting a bit nervous. No, I do think that, like, part of the reason that J. Bram and me, he was another person on my roommate.
I love that we're referring to him by his Instagram handle and not his
that's
name.
How,
he was also my roommate material. So we started talking over the summer, like before freshman year. Mm-hmm. So, like, we were friends freshman year. And, like, he's like how I met all my other friends.
Gotcha. So you but used him, like, for friends.
For women.
And then you threw him to the.
It's just like when you start college, it's like you just, like, don't really know, like who you're going to end up being friends with and who you're not. So we kind of just, like, I don't know, we just, like, drifted. But all the love in the world.
Would you ever catch back up with him?
For sure. Hit me up, J. Bram.
If he's listening.
He's an ATO, too.
He's kind of like a doppelganger.
Yeah, I can see that.
A little bit.
What?
It's like they could look a little. Yeah, the
again,
hair.
It's just the hair.
It's just the hair.
People, like my friends, would always call me Jeremy and would call him.
That's really awkward, actually. I guess you're not that memorable.
Yeah,
but you were a very memorable guest.
Thank you. Guys, how fun was this?
Amazing.
I really enjoyed this one.
Good.
Yeah, Joey was having a lot of fun.
Yeah, Joey was having fun last night. I could tell.
Okay, well, again, this is In the Hot Seat with
Joey
and Carrera, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much. We're back in 2 weeks.
Woo. Anything you want to say, Miles?
No, just thanks for having on and just saying hi to all my fans. Hey.
And he did consent to all of this information being told.
That's true.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.